From the right, I'm Mark Hard.
And from the left, I'm Pete Hard.
You're crossing the border into Hard Nation. Wow, 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 wow.
All right, here we are again.
Wow, so DC listeners, you know us. We've been doing this radio show forever.
Fixtures
here in DC. But guess what? We have all new listeners. This is the very first podcast.
That's right.
The nice folks over at Earwolf. Yep. They've been taking our drive time radio show, which we've just been doing forever.
It's 7+ hours.
7 hours. Sometimes we go up to 15 hours a day talking.
It depends when either of us falls asleep.
Exactly. We talk till we sleep. So we're basically saying the new podcast listeners, welcome to our show. We're very excited.
We're so excited for you to join us.
I'm Mark, and I am a proud conservative. I believe that the government should be small, that guns should be available, and that abortions should be secret and done in closets with hangers.
I am Pete, and I am a proud liberal. I believe that the government should subsidize absolutely everything, including your desires. I also think that the United States should be deeply multicultural in a way that it's not today. That means, look out, white people. I'm coming for you.
Now, I want to point out, Pete, you are a white person yourself, and you just threatened all the white people.
That's not how I did it. Well, when I say, look out, white people, I'm coming for you, it means I'm coming for your brains.
Wow. You're coming for their brains. So,
I'm coming for your brains to soften them to a different point of view to let you know that it's not okay just to be white.
Okay. Well, you know what? It's they can't stop being white. Anyway. So
that's not how I identify.
This is the political correctness that just drives me up a wall and makes me want to go home and stick my tongue in my gun and just podcast listeners, we're brothers. We're half brothers. We have different fathers. Mm-hmm. We'll give you
same
a little more.
Same mother.
Beautiful woman. Just probably the most beautiful woman.
No question about it.
Yeah. We love our mother. Our fathers, you know, my father, of course, is dead. He died in an explosion. Yeah. He died in an explosion. But he taught me all about the value of conservatism. He worked for the tobacco, pork, and petroleum industry.
Some of the most destructive forces in American politics and life.
Hey, man, how'd you get here? On the back of a pig. Of course, I'm kidding. In a car.
What that means.
You were probably eating pork. Look, well.
I have never ridden a pig in my whole life.
You've never ridden a pig?
No.
Yeah, you see these effete.
I grew up in a city.
Yeah, these effete liberals.
Downtown next to a junkyard.
You lived next to a junkyard?
That's right.
In the city?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I lived out in the country. I lived in Virginia. I was raised there.
I was raised in Santa Cruz, California by a professor of white wine studies and a soap maker.
And I was raised by a man who taught me that guns are your friend and that you should name them and you should have little stories with them and make little pants to put on your gun.
Which is one of the reasons why Pete and many conservatives have difficulty connecting with people, because they make everything into a reductive element.
Hey, if I'm reductive, then
great argument.
Look, we're very excited today, podcast listeners, and of course our regular drive time listeners.
Yes,
because
so
we have
with us all these years.
Oh, we have someone who I think is public enemy number one on today.
And one of the most inspiring women ever to live.
I can't even we have Hillary Clinton. She's going to be on the show later. And I know the conservatives out there, you're probably screaming at your car radio right now.
It is a huge moment for us. Hashtag I'm with her.
Hashtag. Why isn't she with us? See, that's the whole problem with the
campaign. She is. Her hashtag is I'm with them.
No.
Hashtag I'm with them.
You know, that's not how hashtags work. We share hashtags. That's
you
the whole
send
point.
A hashtag out and someone sends one right back to you. It's modern communication at its finest.
Yeah, but if you have, break this down. So
hashtag, can you hear me?
I'm with, but it's not like hashtag can me hear you. You see?
Then you send back hashtag, I can hear you, brother.
No. Look, the point is Hillary Clinton's making this campaign all about her. And that's why, frankly, I'm a bit of a Trump man myself. I support his policies. I think that it would create so many jobs to kick out 11 million people from the United States. And yeah, I think everyone would get on board. And I think it would be amazing. And I can't wait for this general election when Donald Trump runs ascendant to the White House.
I think it's a satisfying answer for anyone who wishes we still lived in the times of vaudeville, because it is buffoonery.
What is vaudeville?
It's where people dress up in blackface and other offensive things and pretend to be things that they aren't.
Oh, well, look, I was in blackface earlier this week, and I would like to point out that I was making a point about
we got kicked out of a McDonald's so fast.
Well, I was trying to make a point. They didn't even let me say my piece.
Nope.
I swear, and I was like, look, I'm not going to be in blackface again for at least a few months. So where do you stand, Pete? How do you feel about Bernie Sanders right now?
I feel that Bernie Sanders has a lot of great ideas, but is ultimately a destructive force to the two-party system, which I believe in.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, I kind of like his outsiderness. I like his hair.
Nah, that's another one of those very reductive points that conservatives love to attach themselves to, which is essentially just an empty talking point that's boiled down to a word that has no complexity.
He is a socialist! A socialist! They're the tyrannies! Get him! And that's why he shouldn't be president.
Because he's a socialist.
Get him! Get him! He's a socialist!
My brother is running around the studio chasing no one.
Ow! Ow!
He's catching a ghost.
Who's going to pay for that? What I like to do is, when I get home, one of my favorite things to do is troll on the internet, right? Mm. And I like to go on any sort of Bernie Sanders article and just write, well, who's going to pay for that? Who's going to pay for that?
That's right. My brother sits on his porch and he says, who's going to pay for that?
Who's going to pay for that?
For hours and hours.
All
his neighbors move an average of 3 months.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, all right. We got Hillary Clinton coming right up. So thanks for tuning in to Hard Nation.
It is wonderful.
We're back, and we are here with the former First Lady, the former Senator from New York, the former Secretary of State, and current front runner for the Democratic nomination for President of the United States, Hillary Clinton.
And in my opinion, the future savior of America. Thank you for being with us, Madam Secretary.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Ms. Clinton, I have to say right off the bat that I have not been a fan of yours for a very long time.
His laptop used to be, his background was just a picture of you eating a burrito.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
How did you get that photo of me?
I don't want to use the word stalk. So, Mrs. Clinton, you recently refused to talk to Bernie Sanders, who is, everyone's claiming, the big man of the people. He's the one that's out there talking to everybody.
He's got an interesting economic agenda.
Yeah, and you recently refused 3 debates. You don't want any more debates.
Nope.
What, are you scared of him?
No, I am done answering questions. I just want to relax in Palm Springs, you know, before I have to go back and do more speeches and talk to my grandchild or my daughter or my husband. I just simply want to be alone.
I know what? I'm with the secretary. She spent her entire life answering questions, and if she wants to go to Palm Springs, what are you doing out there? Eating nachos?
Eating nachos, uh-huh. Sitting by a pool.
In a pantsuit.
In a pantsuit.
Beautiful.
Well, it's not a pantsuit. It's a pant swimsuit.
You wear a pant swimsuit?
It is made of Lycra and other swimsuit material.
Is Lycra what swims? Look, I'm not going to lie here.
I think Lycra is for gym clothes.
Uh-oh. I am wearing gym clothes by the pool.
Is that, what is that? I don't want to ask, but I see something poking out there under your jacket, tasteful jacket. Are you wearing a Lycra bathing suit right now?
I am, because I'm going right back to Palm Springs after this.
See, we're recording, of course, in Washington, D.C., so you're just going to jump on a plane and fly right back to Palm Springs, huh?
I am going to get on Air Force 3 and fly back to Palm Springs.
Now, Air Force 3 is not an official military jet. You just name your plane Air
My
Force 3?
My plane is just named Air Force 3. Air Force 2 crashed.
Oh, Air Force 2 crashed?
It did. And instead of naming mine Air Force 2, I was like, I will let that one be dead.
We're going to have to circle back to the plane crash. What happened?
Yeah, what happened? See, this is the whole thing.
We never, even as a person who is vehemently dedicated to your success,
yes,
and extremely appreciative of all you've contributed to our country, I've never heard of Air Force 2 crashing.
Yes, well, I was getting on the plane, Air Force 2, in Oregon, mm-hmm, and I said, this plane looks too heavy.
This plane looks too heavy.
Honestly, a concern I've had myself.
Too many fatties were getting on.
Whoa, Mrs. Clinton. Yes. I am a fat man myself.
She just poked Mark in the stomach with a bottle of water.
Hey.
You should drink water. Water will fill you up and you won't need to eat.
She will not stop poking me. Mark.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
He is making it clear he doesn't like it. Tell us more about this plane crash. You got on the plane. You said it's too big. There's too many fatties.
I cannot do this. Michelle Obama's words were haunting in my brain about eating right and not being fat. And I was like, you know what? Michelle, would want me to get off this plane.
And so we don't know anything about this. This is the whole thing with the Clintons, is that every time you scratch a little bit, there's a new scandal. The email server.
If you dig into anyone's life with the level of complexity that the Republicans have digged into the Clintons' lives, you will find something on anyone.
That's untrue.
I'll tell you something. No dirt. The whole email thing is bullshit.
Whoa.
Because
thank
you God. Can track everyone's emails. So what is the big deal that I used my Gmail? The interface makes more sense.
Well, so describe to me, because we always hear about.
She just took a huge bite of a burrito.
Yeah, you brought in a burrito with you, huh?
Yes, I love Chipotle.
Oh, hold on. Okay. Sorry, I just took a picture of Mrs. Clinton. And only because it's not. What was the question? Sorry.
Can I be frank? Can I be honest?
Of
Please
course.
Do.
Can I be real?
For Please once. Do.
For oh, always. Come on. All right. I'm always honest.
Secretary Clinton curling her hair in her fingers.
Fucked up. And you can't customize it. I like looking at purple when I'm sending emails. So I said, yeah, hit me up on Hill Clints on gmail.com.
Hill Clints with a Z?
Yes.
Hill Clints, wow.
At Hill gmail.com. Clints. So that's it. I mean, honestly, that's a good enough explanation for me. Hillary Clinton wanted to look at purple and be hit up at hillclints@gmail.com. Mm-hmm.
Well, sure. Purple, I get it. Hillary Clinton would look beautiful in purple. You look beautiful in purple.
Mark, I feel like you're really having a hard time keeping your original point of view against the secretary. She is charming in person, is she not?
She is amazing in person.
She is really setting a siren song over you, Mark.
She has a scent of roses, but this is the whole thing. We're not going to coronate some queen this year, right? We're not going to coronate, and as she is coronated,
Bernie
I wave
Sanders
at her.
A king? Or are you calling me a queen because you're sexist?
Oh. One of the best observations I've seen all hour.
Well, then we're not going to coronate a king this year either. And if we did?
No, but the question was, would you call Bernie Sanders a king?
No, not at all. He's more of a German prime minister. Mrs. Clinton.
Blown away.
There has been a lot of talk of sexism in this campaign.
Sure.
Like Bernie Bros, people talking about your tone, which
sure.
People are. How do you respond to people that say, oh, she's too loud, or she's not robotic, or she's not relaxed enough?
Just because I'm a woman doesn't mean you need to nitpick me and make fun of me. I've been through enough. My husband got his dick sucked by a woman, and it was national news.
Wow. We are getting right into it.
You brought up Monica Lewinsky.
Got his dick sucked. Sure.
So we have a lot of young listeners to our radio show here. We have most of our listeners are between 6 and 9 years old.
Sure.
And if I had my way, they would be taught what oral sex is before they even become listeners. Mm-hmm. Anywhere between 2 and 3.
And I tell you what, he believes that. I see him at city council members, city council meetings all the time. Bringing this up.
And a pack of condoms.
Bringing it up. But so this
and
Monica
also a
Lewinsky.
Cantaloupe, cut open cantaloupe.
Don't have sex with cantaloupes, Pete.
It's for young men to learn how to give oral sex.
Yeah, but we don't.
To lick the inside of a cantaloupe until all the seeds are gone.
Well, first of all, if you just have a hole in a cantaloupe, that's more like a butthole.
No, you cut it open like a crescent moon and then you bury a face in it.
Yep, your brother knows what a pussy is. It sounds like you do.
I absolutely do. So, I have 6 daughters.
Well,
I mean, not. You know,
are you looking at your daughter's pussies?
No, I'm not.
We have gotten really off the beaten path here.
I've never even seen them.
Monica Lewinsky.
Mark is sweating like crazy.
Back to Monica Lewinsky. So we want to help you work through.
Sure.
Monica Lewinsky, of course, for the kids, which was my point that I was making, that are listening. Monica Lewinsky. So this is how I talk to the kids. Monica Lewinsky was a lady that had sex with the president.
You don't need to patronize children. Well, they can understand words in your normal tone.
No, they have smaller brains, so I have to use smaller words and voices.
You know what? That makes sense.
So, Secretary Clinton.
Yes.
We want to help you work through this Monica Lewinsky stuff. So let's do a role play.
Sure.
I'm going to be Monica. Pete will be Bill. And you can pretend that you walk into the Oval Office and there's a cigar being inserted in a and you walk in on us. What would you say in this circumstance? So I'm Monica and you're Bill. And scene?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah.
Door open.
Put your foot up on the desk.
Bill. Why?
I didn't do anything.
Yes, you did, Bill.
What do you mean?
You're knee-deep in pussy again, Bill.
I'm not knee-deep in pussy. I'm cigar-deep in pussy, baby.
Listen, Bill, you need to get a handle on this. I am fine.
Why don't you come in here and join us?
No, Bill. You know I don't want to do that, and that is why you're cheating on
me. Come on, come in here.
Nope, Bill.
Can I take the cigar out of my...
Monica, you shut the fuck up.
No.
Okay.
Bill. Bill.
Monica, stay still.
Bill.
Can we at least stub it out so it's not lit?
Please stub out the cigar.
Stay still. Just stay still.
Pussy.
All right, end scene. Okay. Was that cathartic for you? Did you feel as though...
I mean, it happens so many times. Truly, it's like, whatever.
Well, why don't we do another one where I'm Bill.
Yes.
You're Monica.
Oh, I get to act.
Yeah, and Pete is you.
Okay.
So, I'm Bill.
I'm Monica.
You're Monica. Ooh, I feel your pain.
I'm a chopper, yo!
Oh.
Oh, somebody's at the door.
Bill, are you there?
Oh, yeah, hold on a second here.
What's going on in there?
Hey, nothing.
It sounds like a bunch of baby lions licking each other.
Oh, my God.
What is that noise?
Nothing. Don't look under the desk, baby. There's a bunch of chipmunks have infiltrated the White House.
Those aren't chipmunks. That's a young woman.
No, it's like Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Her mouth is on your balls.
It's like Alvin.
She's ripping them away from your body.
Oh, no, that's just those chipmunks. This is my nuts.
And scene.
How'd that feel?
That one felt a little better. I let loose a little bit.
Well, you know, I'm glad to help. I think mental health is very important.
I apologize that we put you through that. It's not something that I would have asked you to go through, but I do think that it stands as a shining example of how game the secretary is to talk about everything that's happened in her life, to own up to it.
And I respect you for that. And hold on, let me just take this picture of...
She's taking another bite of a burrito, and he's taking a picture slowly. He's
so hungry.
There's a zoom on your phone. You don't have to hold it that close to her face.
Let me just pull up this telephoto lens camera.
Very, very close. Listen, my favorite burrito from Chipotle is just 5 scoops of guacamole, a sprinkle of lettuce, and 1 cube of chicken.
Wow. First of all, I don't know the feel of that. If you squeezed it, it would just explode.
Oh, you cannot squeeze it. You have to hold it very delicately with the tips of your fingers.
That's like an incredibly wet burrito.
Yeah, it's like, have you ever held a rabbit that has radiation poisoning?
Yes.
Of course.
And just the skin bursts on you. You've held this.
Yes,
you've had this happen before.
Yes. One of the saddest first Easters of my life.
Yeah, that was a bad Easter, Pete.
Mm-hmm.
That was a tough Easter. Well, Secretary Clinton, you one of the things that you were famous for was in 1993, you tried to implement national health care, Clinton care, they called it, right? It didn't work out. Didn't happen. What is your advice to all the kids out there? Again, we have a lot of child listeners.
Yep.
The kids out there that want to start their own national health care system.
We already have one implemented. Obama got that done with Obamacare.
She is coming back at you hard.
But what I do say to little girls out there who are trying to do things and they're scared of them, just do it. You'll fail and a man will do it for you.
Oh, my God.
Well, Secretary Clinton, that seems a little antithetical to what you've been doing all these years.
Profoundly sexist.
You'll fail and a man will do it for you.
I was the front runner in 2008, and I was doing real well. And then a man came in and said a couple things that I said,
and then he won. Okay.
And I'm the front runner right now, but Bernie Sanders is coming along, chugging along, and
are you light?
Secretary Clinton crying into her burrito.
Are you lighting a cigarette?
Yes, I'm crying into my burrito and lighting a cigarette.
Wow. Are you okay? Do you want us to? Hey, can I? Here, I'm going to just scoot around the table. Are you right? Can I rub your back?
Yes, you can rub my back. You can also rub my front.
Oh, my God.
Chemistry between you two is palpable.
Secretary, I
feel very uncomfortable right now.
What if I unbutton your pants? Who are you, Pete? What are you?
I'm Mark.
You're Mark?
And
who are you, Pete?
Pete.
Look,
she is putting on a pair of sunglasses.
I disagree with your politics
sexy.
So much I couldn't. Ooh,
Mark.
Oh,
She's fully bespectacled now, dancing around the studio.
Oh. What if I take off my suit and I'm only in my Lycra bathing suit?
Ooh, it's not, there's no, you know, there's no water in here.
Secretary Clinton has foisted herself up onto the desk. Burrito detritus everywhere.
Oh, no.
There is guacamole splashed all over the walls.
Do you want to lick this guacamole off of me?
Secretary Clinton, I couldn't. I mean, I disagree with you on everything. You're pushing my head right here.
Oh, that feels good.
Oh, my God. Oh.
All the scoops of guacamole are gone.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's
good. Ooh. Yes. Ooh.
She is still smoking a cigarette, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh.
Wow.
All right. I can't.
She just lifted up her sunglasses, put them on her head like she was an Air Force pilot.
Let me just.
Mark, get yourself together. You're the one who's supposed to hate this guest, and you just licked guacamole off her body.
I have guacamole all over my face.
And made her female ejaculate.
Ooh. Female ejaculate.
Yeah. Inside of this.
Hey, why is it just male? Why did you just call it ejaculating? That's sexist, Pete. I'm with her.
This is profound, ladies and gentlemen.
I think I'm in love. I'm sorry, Secretary Clinton. I know this isn't professional. We're here to let's get back to the issues. I'm sorry. Shake this off. Benghazi, what's the deal? You did everything you could, right?
I did. I don't really know why people are coming after me for this Benghazi.
She is standing above Pete. Playing with his hair.
Why are you referring to yourself in the third person, Pete?
Because it's very sexy.
Because I am disassociating from myself right now.
I thought
now.
You loved me. Oh,
I
wow.
like both of you, Steve and George.
She's Mark and Pete.
Mark and Pete.
I mean, I've never. Two brothers?
She's taking two dog collars out of her purse.
I'm going to put them on your necks.
Oh, all right. Sure.
All right. Clamp, clamp.
Oh.
Oh.
I'm going to.
This one's too small. It's for a poodle.
This one is constricting my airflow.
Now I'm going to lead you around the office.
Oh, we'd love to ask you some more questions, but I guess you're in charge now.
What was in the speeches to Goldman Sachs?
What?
The speeches you made at Goldman Sachs. 600,000.
All right, I'll take them off.
Thank you.
Now,
I can't imagine what kind of dog those were for.
So, when you're just relaxing and being you,
mm-hmm.
what's your favorite way to spend a Saturday?
Well, have you heard of a place called Dairy Queen?
Yes, it's a huge national
great
chain.
American institution.
And focuses on ice cream and
I like going
burgers.
To Dairy Queen, forcing myself behind the counter and just putting my head under that soft serve machine and just chugging soft serve.
Wow, you just run behind? And so says,
I don't
it.
Run.
Oh, you don't
I
run.
I walk in. I
push
say,
past the teens that
Hello,
work there.
Hello, do you know who I am? Usually they're like, you look old, and I say, thank you.
That's unfair.
Oh, that's unfair.
That's unfair.
Then
we
I
love
say,
you.
I'm a former First Lady of Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a former First Lady of this whole state, country, place.
Mm-hmm. Yes, America, that state, country, place.
You're covering all your bases.
I am the former senator from New York.
Yes.
Mm. The former Obama candidate opposite person. And I am the current front runner.
I'm not sure what that one was.
For this presidency. And they go, okay.
They're confused. They're confused.
Very confused.
Disorienting, to say the least.
I've said so many things. And then I roll over the counter and I just toss my head back and guzzle, guzzle, guzzle.
Guzzle, guzzle, guzzle. It's not even a liquid, so it's gonna, you can't just swallow ice cream whole. You're not a snake. You just somehow.
Are you a snake? Her eyes are darting around.
Her eyes are darting around. I mean, I thought Pete said it as a joke, but it really
No,
hits
that would
sort
be
of...
the kind of thing that you would say as a joke.
Have you ever seen the Animorph books?
No.
I've seen the covers where it's a very bad picture of someone morphing into a...
Yes. I am an animal.
What? This is huge.
I do not know. This is, we're breaking news here, but I actually don't know what that is.
Hillary Clinton is an animorph. An animal morph. Break down the word.
Does that mean you can become any animal?
No, just a snake.
Wow.
No ears.
I don't have ears.
I think they have ears.
Oh. No.
Snakes don't have ears. They're deaf.
No.
Hillary Clinton has just grabbed Mark's neck with her tongue.
We don't have ears.
No.
She is for sure a snake.
She's lifting you up with that giant tongue. She's turning into a snake.
It's extending and it's slapping me across the face. Now she's turning back into Hillary Clinton and she is squirting again.
So I had my mouth on a snake's vagina earlier.
No.
I ate. Oh my God, my wife is listening. She listens to all 7 hours of every single broadcast. Oh.
You had your mouth on Hillary Clinton's pussy.
Oh.
Because when I'm in human form, I am Hillary fucking Clinton.
Mm. Hell yeah.
That's my middle name. That is my government issued middle name.
Fucking.
My mother named me Hillary fucking Rodman.
Yes, your mother, your brother.
We all know that.
And your brother is Dennis Rodman.
Yes.
And you got to get him out on the campaign trail.
I do. Sometimes he's embarrassing.
Yeah, because he was over talking to Kim Jong-un in North Korea.
Yes, I don't know why he was doing that, but I am going to bring him out on the trail soon.
Well, Secretary Clinton, it has been an absolute... Oh, my head! My head! You're pulling me down again!
I can't believe there's more guacamole. I've never seen my brother eat this much.
Now, Pete, you know that I am a big supporter of a huge border wall, right?
Uh-huh, I do know that.
I want a closed border. It's going to be beautiful. But one thing I do love even more than that is open phone lines. We're opening the phone lines right now.
Great segue. Here we go.
All right. Call 1-800-HARD. That's hard with four Ds. Caller, you're on the line.
Hi. Hi, guys. Longtime fan of the half of the show. My name is Tamya Harding, and I just wanted to get your guys' input on a little problem in my love life, actually.
Not usually what we address on the show, but does it have some sort of political relevance?
Oh, it sure does, yeah.
Okay,
otherwise,
great.
I would call Loveline.
All right, you're getting sassy with us right off the bat.
Well,
so.
I would call Loveline if it was purely a love issue.
Okay.
But this is a politicized love issue, so I'm going to call you guys and Loveline.
And we do appreciate you calling in.
I'm still going to call Loveline.
You're still going to call Loveline.
Yeah, no matter what.
Adam Carolla. All right, what's your question, Tamya?
My question is, I'm feeling the burn. Feeling it big time.
And is this a love
Thank
question?
God.
No.
Thank God.
Because we will not answer questions about STDs. Abstinence only.
No. Don't go. This is embarrassing. I'm blushing. I'm parked in the parking lot of a Stein Mart, and I am blushing.
And Stein Mart is some
what
sort
is
of
that?
Food?
Yeah.
No,
place?
No, it's a clothing store for smart-looking ladies over the age of 48.
Stein Mart?
So an elderly woman sitting in her car just waiting for some light?
Good Lord, I'm 49.
And you're Jewish. You shop at Stein Mart.
How dare you, sir? I mean, I'm not offended that you'd think I was a Jew, but that only Jews could shop at a Stein
Mart. It's called
Stein
Mart.
Honestly, I think everyone should be Jewish. If this country was a little bit more ethnic, it would be fantastic.
I agree, obviously. So I'm feeling the burn, as in Bernie Sanders, big supporter, excited about
him. Savior of America.
Excited about him.
You want free college, you want free pizzas, all the stuff he gives out.
What do my monies go to? All right. But I have met a handsome man recently, and I don't know if you know this, it is hard as a single woman to date over the age of 22.
22 is your cutoff for where you can meet
that's
men?
That's when it started getting hard for me, I'll tell you what.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It used to be that you'd meet someone at a church bake sale, go on several dates that were chaperoned by your parents, and then you'd get married.
Well, I don't know about that. It's just I was thinking about all the lovers I had between the ages of 18 and 22, and then the steep decline of lovers.
Right at 22, right on your 22nd birthday, it all dried up.
That's how men see women, I fear. This young man that I've met, he's young, he's 51, and he is
a little older than you.
A little older, a good amount, I think. Mm-hmm. He's a Trump supporter, and we do have things in common. We love the movie Amelie. We prefer gnocchi over ravioli. But I fear our differences might be too substantial for us to move forward in a loving relationship.
Now, first of all, I have to suspend disbelief right here that there's a Trump supporter that likes the movie Amelie.
That's right. He loves it. I don't know what to tell you. He loves Amelie, but also loves Something about that haircut, yeah. And the jaunty score, mm-hmm. really makes my Bert happy.
Honestly, where I'm sitting, Amelie is the inverse of Trump, right? Yeah. She's really the opposite of Trump. She's got a lot of joy in her life. She's got weird hair. That's pretty much where it stops.
So the issue is...
Well, they both have weird hair. Mm-hmm.
They do. They do. Yeah. So if we have the yin and the yang, with the yin being Trump and the yang being Amelie, how your yin and yangs are not matching up, you and Bert.
Well, they're matching up some places, but not in our political beliefs. And, you know, I just feel like every time he starts to talk, I think, this man's a dumb, dumb idiot. He's a dummy.
Now, Tamya with an M?
Tamya.
And you're not related to Tanya Harding in
Goodness,
any sort of way.
Yes, I am.
Oh, you are? Wow.
In what way? What's the nature of your
relationship? We are cousins.
Mm-hmm.
First cousins. Mm-hmm. Our mothers are estranged because, you know, my mother fell in love with the name Tamya and mm-hmm. then was real mad at her sister when she basically copied her with Tanya.
Wow, so it was Tamya was first and then Tanya?
Yeah, I believe I'm more older than Tanya. If I'm stolen from her name, my mother's got a lot of splaining to do.
Which means Tanya Harding is in her 50s.
Yeah. So, Tamya, now, you respect the idea that this man wants to keep you safe, right?
Yes, I do. Yes. He had to stop too fast when we were driving in traffic, and he did put out the soccer mom arm stop. So I do know.
All right.
He cares for my safety.
That is a classic Trump supporter action, doing something that the person who is having that thing done to them has no consent over. You didn't ask for that. You're a grown woman who
That's
can protect
true.
Yourself
You're
in a car.
If there's a crash happening, someone should ask for consent first before they stick their arm out.
You should have a government program that allows people to pre-consent to that sort of behavior.
You're right, Pete. I hadn't even thought. Mm-hmm. I hadn't even thought. He did not ask me if I would want his arm extended in case I had a faulty seatbelt.
And he's
assuming that seatbelt regulation isn't enough.
Now, and it is. Thank you, Ralph Nader.
Tamya,
thank you.
I think what you need to do is you guys need to find more common ground, more than just this film, more than just your potato pasta and your gnocchi, your delicate pillowy gnocchi.
Soft pasta does not make a relationship.
It was enough for the first few months, but you're right. It has worn thin.
Now, you, for example, he probably doesn't like Mexicans, right? He supports the border wall.
He does support the border wall. I think he's confused about geography. He told me we need that wall to keep out the Chinese. Again, I think he might be a big dum-dum.
Well, I think you got to meet him halfway. You got to meet him halfway. There must be one Mexican that you don't like. Right?
Me?
You don't have to answer that question.
Mexican that you don't like.
You don't have to answer that question.
I'm ashamed to say I only know people from El Salvador.
You only know in general?
I'm sorry, of the Hispanic descent.
Oh, okay.
So I can't say I dislike or like any individual Mexican.
Well, picture one El Salvadorian that you don't like.
Oh, I can't.
You can't picture one?
No, that's a wonderful people.
Well, just pick, now imagine one hypothetical Salvadorian.
Okay, I'm imagining my Russian English teacher, and now I'm swapping it out that she's from El Salvador, and I don't like her.
There you go.
Okay.
So the next time he brings up the border wall, picture your Russian
English
teacher. Picture her.
Okay.
And then picture that she's El Salvadorian.
Oh.
Swap that with Mexico.
Oh, a double swap. Wow, I do not like this person.
Exactly.
What is this hate in my heart?
No, you should be feeling that right now.
You should just drop this man.
He's not smart. He put his hands on your body when you didn't ask him.
Okay, I think you're giving me a lot to think about, because if I think about that Russian turned El Salvadorian turned Mexican, I don't want a big wall, but I want a little wall.
Exactly.
Tamya, that's
the seat of hate.
Get out of your car and go get yourself a brooch.
Okay.
Do not hate anyone.
You're right. I'm going to take a brooch walk and think about this. Yeah,
that's what I advise you to do.
Hey, guys, quick follow-up question.
Mm-hmm.
For my brooch, do you think I should go seasonal or just more of a standard universal brooch?
I personally think, I feel very strongly that brooches should be semi non sequiturs. So it should be like a weird, you know, beetle or like a thumbs up sign or something that the conversation starter.
Okay.
I believe that every human being should be given a brooch at birth.
You're right. I'm going to go buy a bunch of brooches and hand them out to strangers.
Thank you. Well, Tamia.
Tamia, good luck with Bert.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, drop that idiot.
Hey, Pete, are you awake?
Huh? Oh.
It's your brother, Mark.
We're back. Okay, we're back. Thank you for waking me up.
It's okay.
I fell asleep.
Well, you're falling asleep, so that's time to end.
Time
but
to
I have a question.
Show.
I have a question for you. Do you think that if Tamia Harding can find love with a Trump supporter, that anyone could find love across the aisle?
Well, of course. I think anything's possible.
Do you think that Hillary likes me?
She's a married woman.
Yeah. And it could never work
out. And you're a married man.
Yeah, I am.
But the way you went after each other was something wild.
It was special. I still have guacamole in my beard. Well, I'm going to go back to hating Hillary. I'm getting back into it.
Well, I think this is a great education in the fact that people are more than just one thing.
What? People are one thing. All right. Coming up next time.
That was an actual fart.
Coming up next time, we talk to Kim Jong-un's personal chef about spring pastas.
And let me tell you, he's got some great ideas.
It's been so great getting to meet you podcast listeners. Rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes.
That's right. Hard Nation, rate, review, and subscribe. We appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll see you guys next time. And till then, this has been Hard Nation.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Adam Sachs, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.